Hello and welcome to this very special episode of the EC Method podcast. We have two incredible EC Method members here to talk to everybody today. We have Sam. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
And Samantha. Hopefully not. Do people call you Sam as well? No.
Yeah, sometimes. It's a complicated answer, but for today, let's go with Samantha and Sam so it's not confusing.
Yeah. Yes, please.
We also have Chloe. Chloe, how are you?
Yeah, good. Busy today, but doing good. How are you, Emma?
Also busy today, but doing good.
Yeah. Good. Fantastic. So people who listen to the podcast and our clients who listen as well will know that we like to, before we start a new round, get different clients on who have different stories to explain what they've got out the EC method, because it's all well and good, you know, Emma and I promoting it and sharing before and afters, but actually like hearing the words from the horse's mouth, I think is probably, is that the right term? Did I just make up a term?
No, it is the right term. I just always feel weird calling people a horse, but...
So we actually think it's a lot more convincing and authentic, and you kind of, I think you get more of an idea of what the EC method is. So Emma, I'll let you kick off.
Yes, I also think inspiring, like especially, well, not especially, all of them have been amazing, but the last one, we got so much feedback being like, I completely resonate with this person. And so this is why we have these people today. So Samantha, I know that you've tried previously tons of diets, and I think something we come up with a lot more in, like, I guess general life, but whenever I'm talking to people about signing up, they're like, I don't want to just do another diet. Like, I've tried Slimming World, Weight Watchers, weight loss pills, you know, whatever, they've tried everything. What would you say to someone who's like in that headspace? And then also maybe before that, because I've probably gone too quickly, too fast, do you want to give us a little bit of like your backstory? Because I think that's really inspiring for people.
Cool, thanks. Yeah, I have tried lots of stuff before I came to the EC method. So definitely did Slimming World back in the day. I don't know why avocado was such a sin. It's great. Like, why would you stop people from eating avocado? I have definitely done restrictive calorie counting, which goes out the window by the end of the day. Like, it barely even lasts a day or two. I've had one-to-one online coaching. I've done some very well-known three-month plans repeatedly, where you have a fixed meal plan and exercise, and if you run out of time to exercise, you can't have the dinner that you planned because you have different foods depending on what you're eating. So I have two small children, a full-time job, like, that's just not workable, right? None of that's workable. And so what, you know, I started following Chloe, I'd been following Chloe for years, and then I started following Emma, you as well, and realized that this was much more about fitting in with normal life. And that's what I needed. I started the EC method in February last year. I had a 6-month-old and a 1.5-year-old. So my kids are 14 months apart. I needed something that fitted in around life. I travel quite a lot for work as well. So I was in the middle of a 2-week trip, and I needed something that, you know, a lot of at the time, lots of people skiing, they were saying, I'm going on a ski trip. Can I start this when I'm going skiing? And so for me, I, you know, week one, I was in hotels, I was eating out every single meal, but I still was like, right, let's give this a go. And the way it's fitted in and educated me to be more sensible and mindful has made a massive difference. So I'm traveling this week. I'm flying tonight to Texas. I will have a few days in hotels. I'll have the odd glass of wine, but I also will be sensible with what I'm picking. Probably steak and veg, easiest option when you're out. But just having that support from you guys and the education to not be like, well, this is a fixed meal plan, and if I can't do it, well, I'm in the bucket. Everything's gone out the window. What else can I do? So yeah, it's made a big difference.
That was one thing I wanted to talk to you about, actually, because tell me a little bit about your job, right? You travel all the time. And I think that's often a barrier for people. They're like, oh, well, I travel with work, or they're like, I'm good when I'm home, but realistically, I travel 3 times a month or something. How do you manage that? Because I think that's really impressive.
So my I actually got laid off in January. So another thing, the EC method gave me a lot of support and structure when it felt like everything, the world was falling apart in January. But before
then, I just directly quote Samantha, who was like, I have my nightly margarita in the bathtub. And I was like,
margarita in the bath. Yeah, that was happening.
Go on, carry on.
It's not true. I have two small children. I probably should have been spending time with them. But I live in the, I'm obviously British, but I do live in Denver in the US. And so up until January, I was working for a UK company. So I was flying backwards and forwards to the UK every kind of 8 weeks at times and spending a week or two because it's quite a journey. So that was a lot of travel. I also personally love to travel. So we were often doing family holidays, road trips around America. And, you know, once you get outside the big cities, eating healthily is pretty difficult. It's diners and stuff like that, which is awesome. And I love what we get to see, but it's not easy to stick to any kind of meal plan. You just have to make sensible choices. And my new job, I now work in hospitality management. So I'm an accountant by trade. I'm still dealing with numbers and spreadsheets. But I have 11 hotels across the US that I look after. So I'm traveling to those hotels and managing and working with them. So, you know, I make sure I get my steps in at the airport. So if anyone's at Denver International tonight, they will see me looking like an idiot, walking around in circles, getting my 10,000 steps before I get on the plane. And then I just try and be sensible where I can. You can't always be sensible. So you just have to like make choices with food. So I've packed lunch for today. So I'm not going out and getting lunch. I'll get something at the airport rather than something late when I land. And breakfast will probably be eggs because that's always the easiest thing to get at a hotel and just kind of take it from there.
I love that approach of just like keeping it simple and being like, I'll make the best choice with what I have. Not stress out, not think, oh well, it can't be perfect, so I'll just not try at all, even though you know psychologically that like, would it still be better to have eggs for breakfast even if you can't fit whatever was on your arbitrary meal plan? Yes, you kind of use it almost as an excuse not to be able to do something. But yeah, I think I've always been massively impressed with the results you've got while traveling, like the amount that you do. So if anyone is thinking, oh, I travel quite a lot, whether that's holidays or for work, it is absolutely doable.
I want to add as well from both a coaching and personal experience perspective. And I don't know, Samantha, I'm interested to hear if anything that I say resonates with you, if you're like, not really, that's not how I approach it. But I would be interested to hear your opinion on what I'm going to say. There's two different headspaces you can have with when you travel a lot, if you still, or you're going on holiday and you still want to achieve fat loss. The first one is, holy fuck, this is really hard. I'm out of my environment. You know, there's all this stuff on the menu. What do I choose? And I think there's an element of fear and kind of, okay, I just give up, but also encouraging yourself, maybe a quiet part of your brain somewhere in the back is like, go on, you're away, you're traveling on. And so you do kind of throw in the towel. There's another way of looking at it actually, which is that it's easier to stick to your diet when you're traveling or when you go on holiday, because you get way less choice. It's very much like, as Sam just said, I have to order the fillet steak and I have to order the veg. And if you go into that, and Emma and I say, like, people who are vegan don't struggle to be vegan. They don't struggle to stick to their diet because they've made up their mind. The option is the option. That's the only option, and that's it. And you, if you can channel that headspace of like, no, it's easy. This is what I have to do. No, I have to get up 45 minutes earlier to do a little hotel room workout, or even just go for a walk around the block, which Sam, I know you, Samantha, I know you love a walk. Does that any of that resonate with you, Samantha?
Yes and no. So I think it depends. Like when I was traveling with work and I was like a whole week in the UK and I was working for a fitness company, so it had a phenomenal gym. So I got to go and do like, it was like 10 squat racks, kind of like a proper lifting gym. Could get free PT every time I was there. It's great. So I was like, right, the fitness side when I'm there is absolutely nailed on. And because it's fitness, it wasn't actually a big drinking going out culture. So that kind of helped. And so there was like a Nando's and a Wagga's near. So I could go in, I could get a 500-600 calorie meal. And I don't get any of that in America. So it's always quite exciting to be able to get that. And sometimes when I travel, when I'm in the UK, I want fish and chips because I cannot get that here. Fish and chips here is terrible. And I know it's going to be a 2000 calorie meal, but I have it once. I just don't have it every day when I'm back, right? And when I used to travel, I'd go properly fall into the bucket, go all out. Whereas now I'm like, do I want that? And I will always ask myself the question, do I want that? And if that is a a pizza because we're somewhere that's got great pizza, yeah, I'll have the pizza and I'll enjoy it. And then the next day I might have, American salads are pretty terrible for calories, but I might have a salad instead and tell them to put the dressing on the side. And I think one of the things that someone told me a long time ago that I definitely have the confidence to do is when you're in a restaurant, you tell them what you want them to put on your plate. Yeah. And I will say, and in America, it's much easier, but you're like, dressing on the side, I don't want this, I do want that. You can be really fussy. And actually traveling with kids, I've become even more used to it. Like, our kids love veg and all the kids' options are like, you know, chips, chicken nuggets, fingers, whatever. So I'll be like, oh, what's your veg side today? Oh, it's green beans. Girls love that. Great. We'll have green beans. We'll have some avocado. Just bring that. So learning that you can just ask for those things when you're traveling gives you that kind of ability to be a bit more flexible. And then something that I do try and do when I travel, if I want to try and stay on fat loss and I know it will slow, is I'll try and get 12,000 rather than 10,000 steps a day, because I know there's just more oil in everything I'm having.
Yeah.
And if I'm traveling for work, I'm often in the hotel I'm working in that day or with my previous job right near the office, so I'm not commuting. So that time I would be commuting, I'll go and do a half an hour walk in the morning. And so that's just like a good way of me getting those steps in.
That tiny little piece of advice there makes such a difference, I think, because people don't, like, you know, if you're someone who now works from home, they're like, oh yeah, I used to, you know, have this commute where I'd get the tube, but then there'd be a 20-minute walk or something like that. Like, yeah, well, I don't have that anymore. Why not? Like, you can literally just
work. If you work from home, get yourself a takeaway tea or coffee, go for a half an hour walk and come back in and start work. It helps so much your mind space.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And this is the thing, is I just also think the headspace of thinking like, oh, you know what, I'm probably eating more, so maybe I'll just increase my expenditure because I still have a fat loss goal. There's a lot of, I think, pushback now on social media and generally people who are like, you know, interpret that as punishing yourself for eating more. It's like, well, if you have a fat loss goal and you understand energy balance and you know that your diet's going to be a bit more lax that week, then why wouldn't you just be like, I'll just walk an extra 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, even moving the needle a little bit balances out the equation a little bit more. And it's not that specific thing that I'm referring to, but just that headspace, just that way of thinking is really good. And it's actually, I don't think it's extreme. I think it's fairly balanced. And again, is applicable more if you have and want to continue on a fat loss road, as opposed to just the way you think. But I love all that, Sam, and you're doing an incredible job. You've lost a hell of a lot of weight and you've taken your time with it. You've had short periods at maintenance. You've gone back into fat loss. You've gone through, like you say, when you got laid off, I know that was really hard for you. And I think a lot of people can relate. That is really hard, a really hard thing to go through. You soldiered on, you powered through, you looked for answers, you asked the questions, and we're really, really, really proud to have you on the EC Method, which is why you're here today. So thank you so much. We'll come back to you in a minute. I want to move over to Sam. So Sam started on the EC Method, came over to one-to-one with me, and then came back to the EC Method. So I know her journey quite well. So Sam, I want to ask you, before you joined the EC Method, you're already someone who trained a lot, who was quite nutritionally aware, and yet you decided that you wanted to take a punt on online coaching, specifically the EC Method. Why? What were you looking for and what were you hoping for?
I've always exercised, but I was floundering a little bit. I would always do extremes. So I got into long distance cycling and did Land's End to Donna Groats and cycled to Paris and ridiculous things. And then I decided to be a runner and I did 1,000 miles in 2016. Then thought, well, I might as well marathon train. So I was like, okay, I'll be a marathon runner. Anyway, long story short, my heart went wrong a week out and I spent 2 weeks in a high dependency cardiac unit and had to have surgery and was all fine. And I then went back to running and thought, doctor was like, yeah, you're good. Did a half marathon, went wrong again, had another surgery. So that was 2021. So I was like, running's not for me. And then I just thought, okay, I'll get in the gym and followed an app and stuff, but it's all very complicated, lots of jumping around and throwing weights around and had to like really look at the movement. Anyway, So I'd been listening to the podcast, and then so I needed some structure. I like to have someone to tell me what to do, like go and run a marathon, go and cycle from A to B. I love having, and actually I did do a PT course. In theory, I could program myself. I don't want to. I've got absolutely no interest in it. I did it just to get more information, like to learn more. A bit of a geek. I love to study. So I like being told what to do. And I honestly, like, as so many of us can say now, I don't know anyone that can do one round of the EC method. I mean, does anybody do that? Like, it's literally like that. We all call ourselves lifers now, and it's a bit sad, but it is like it's all in our yearly budgets now. Like, this is just what we're going to do going forward. And I love the group as well. Like, I love when you're just having like a rubbish day for no particular reason. So yeah. Many of us will just post and go, this has happened, the boiler broke, and somebody else will say, oh, me too, or do this, go out for a walk, or you'll be fine. Or and I love that.
I love that too. And I think, you know, we often talk about the coaching as people from people who are like, you know, maybe feel like they need to do more in terms of exercise or becoming more nutritionally aware. But we have a lot of clients who are already doing a lot. And actually, when they come to us, I think they expect that maybe we're going to add to this kind of checklist of things that they're going to do. And clients like you, Sam, like you like this, like you say, you like to add some study to your already very full life. And you really like these challenges, how you say you like it when being told what to do. I think you have quite an athlete or kind of almost military mindset. I think you'd be very good in either of those roles. And I know we've talked about the competitive side for you before. I am interested to hear you talk on when you actually did start coaching with the EC method and with Emma and I, what actually might have surprised you about what you did and what you changed and what that resulted in for you, either psychologically and or physiologically.
I think it's the simplicity of it. As I say, I'm always looking for more. So, and I know I've asked on lives, not recently, but previously, like, okay, so I'm firmly at maintenance. Like, honestly, I haven't, other than when I got quite enormous during my first pregnancy, I've never had a fat loss goal. I put on 5 stone in pregnancy, pretty mega. So fat loss wasn't my thing. I was good in the gym. I was, you know, I was doing all the right things. So initially I was like, okay, like what else? And I have asked you both that before, and it's like, nope. Just keep doing it. Just be consistent. And it's not, and I was like, so what if I take creatine? What if I take, like, could I take some of this? Or what if I did 15,000 steps instead of 12,000? And I'm always looking for something else. And the answer is always, well, you can, but you don't need to. Like, it is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so why do I still keep, why can't I do it on my own? But I don't want to.
No.
I don't know why.
It actually goes so far, so much further beyond instruction. Instruction is PTing. Coaching is a whole lifestyle approach. And what I find really interesting about you, Sam, was that you already came to us doing a hell of a lot, as I'm sure everybody has picked up on. And I'm sure a lot of people can really relate to. And you did start out on the EC method asking, what more could you do? And I think really in the end, we've increased your calories, we've decreased your expenditure, and for judging from the last check-in photos you sent me, you're in better shape now than you were 3, 4, 5 months ago. And I think you're like a walking, talking, living example that, you know, as Emma said, there's diminishing returns. You know, there is such a thing, as you're saying now, as it being enough, like, and enough being actually the peak place where you're going to get the best results. And I find it really interesting that I think that you have really kind of come in and almost gone a little bit backwards, which you needed to do to kind of end up where you are now, which I think personally as a physique coach is astonishingly impressive.
Yeah, I definitely am in a better place. And I think, like so many of us said, like socially now, thanks to the EC method, it's not a stress. I don't have to check menus before I go out. and figure out what I shouldn't have. Or, and it's, you know, over Easter, I sort of just needed a few days away from it, didn't track, didn't, you know, and sometimes I just take my Fitbit off because otherwise it shouts at me and I can't be doing with that. But it just, I just think the lesson and what I love about EEC is that it just, it's the kind of the overview that it doesn't, these tiny things that we think matter, either tiny things to make things better or tiny things that might have made things worse. When you look at it overall, it's not this big disaster that we all think it's going to be. Like, oh, I'm going on holiday for a week and it's all inclusive and I'm probably going to have pancakes every day and blah, blah, blah. What is the worst that can happen? Yeah. Like, nothing. It's yeah. just nothing. And it's, that's why I say about the basics are so important, because you come back from your holiday, right, I need to get started, just to start. Just start again. Like, it's not, and I, yeah, the coaching element, yeah, the, you're right, the PT side of it, the exercises, I do love all that because I love being programmed and I love being told what to do. But it is also just that little jog when life, and I think somebody wrote a really good post in the group the other day about, because life, mm-hmm. and it is, like it has to continue. And this whole, like, I'm going to do an 8-week program, so I'm not going to go out and I'm not going to drink and I'm going to stop X, Y, and Z. That's just not realistic. And I think the reason why we do all keep coming back to the EEC method is because it does help us navigate the huge things that, thankfully, I haven't been through, but so many members of the group have been through such huge things. And it just helps you navigate them and realize that it's not an all or nothing. You don't have to stop doing everything. You can make it a part of your life, regardless of what is going on.
Yeah, I love it. And I also, like, an example I always give of why coaches have coaches, like, you are a qualified personal trainer, right? So you're essentially, you could be a coach, but you don't have perspective over yourself, right? That's why Chloe and I have coaches at times as well. Like, you can't see from an objective standpoint without your own emotion in it. Am I doing too much? Am I not doing enough? Like, take that away from you and let someone else make the decision. And the analogy I always like to use is, like, hairdressers don't cut their own hair, right? Mm. They know what to do, right? But they can't see the back of their head. It's kind of the same with coaching. Like, you can't see it from a bird's eye view. Like, you can't see it from an objective outside view. And I think that's why it's so helpful to have someone that's like, I don't know your friends or your family. Like, all I have, my only interest is that you are getting the best results for you based on what's important to you, right? Whereas when you're in it yourself, it's much harder to make those objective decisions. Or if it's like close family or something, then again, like, the advice that you're getting from someone in that situation is completely different than, like, an external coach.
Yeah, because I have always been lean. I've just been, it's just genetics. I have been 9.5 stone and a size 10 for my entire life, basically, since my entire adult life, as I say, pregnancies aside. So no, if I go on, if I talk about sorts of fitness goals or aesthetic goals or anything like that to anyone else, it's like, you're fine. You're fine. You're in great shape. What are you worrying about? Oh, you're fine. So I do love having that space where I can talk about those little things that, you know, little goals that we have, or little worries that we have, or and it is a kind of safe space to do that, because yeah, you can't, yes, all right, I know I'm in good shape, fine, but day to day we don't think that, like, we are just conditioned to pick holes in ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think it goes to show that everybody's perspective and experience is different. You know, you came to us doing a hell of a lot of activity already, having had done a PT course, like I say, like, already, you know, in physique, aesthetic shape. And what ended up happening with you is we brought your calories up, we pulled your expenditure down, you look even better now, and you actually are getting to live more of this quote-unquote life that we're talking about. But you know, this is a spectrum. We have a huge spectrum of clients. There's another bracket who come here to be like, yo, I need to get some control over my diet. I need to know what I'm doing in the gym. I'm scared to go in the gym. I have no idea what to do in the gym. And the goal with them is to educate. And as you're both saying, you know, Emma and I are there to instruct you. Like, that's part of our job as qualified professionals. We're also there to coach you in terms of meet you where you are in your life. And this applies to both of you, and try and help you navigate through it as best we can. And that is also why I think the group is so beneficial because everybody is there. Everyone has their own story. Everyone has their own shit going on, but everybody's there to support each other and to help each other. And I think it goes such a long way. And I want to throw it back to you, Samantha. In terms of the group, I think some people who want to join the EC method might feel a bit like, well, it's group coaching. You know, I don't really know if it's for me. What would you say to people who's maybe surprised you the most about being part of a big group like we have on the EC method?
So it's such a good question because I was like, oh, group coaching. I just want to know what Emma and Chloe have to say. I don't give a shit what everyone else has to say. And I joined, right? I was never one of these people who, I'm going to age myself now, who was like on like chat rooms when we were teenagers, right? I would never consider meeting anyone from the internet. I'm not that sort of person. And last night in real life, I met someone from the EC method. So, which is like, she was in Denver for like some training. So we went for dinner. I have got so much value from the group. And like when I've had PTs on and off most of my life. When I've done one-to-one coaching before, you have that person has to sleep, right? They're not going to be on their phone 24/7. So when you're having a meltdown, and especially for me in a different time zone, you know, in the afternoon when the UK's asleep, there's someone in the US or Australia, because they've already got up, who's going to reply and like just be reassuring and encouraging. Then there's people. So I remember for a long time, there's someone who was like every day putting up what they ate. And I was like, okay, like, I'm not that interested, but whatever. And then they put up a before and after, and I was like blown away by the transformation in them. I thought they were like Sam. They'd always been the size they were. They looked amazing. No, they'd been on a similar fat loss goal to like journey as me. And just seeing that, I was like, oh, that's what keeps her going. That's what keeps her in check. That's incredible. And so the fact that you have this place where you can go and talk to people and make friends. Like I have my online friends, which sounds really weird, and I'm so not that person, but really not.
I'm not either. And I've never like been friends on the side with clients before until the EC method. And I'm really like quite an antisocial, like negative Nancy person. But it does it for all of us, I think.
Yeah, and there's key people, right, who like get the chat going and keep people going. But then there's also people who, you know, like when I was like, you know, I don't want to harp on to being laid off, but obviously it was like a really tough time for me. And people were like privately messaging me to check in that I was okay. People were, hey, I'm a recruiter. How can I help? What can I do? Like the amount of offers of help. And I was like, I drunkenly posted in the group because obviously we went drinking as soon as we got laid off. I was like, oh my God. This is what's happened. And I woke up the next morning and I had all these messages, and just having that support for everything, for like fitness, people saying, oh, I'm bored of what I eat for lunch. Does anyone have any lunch recommendations? And I know it sounds stupid, but they're the times when if you're trying to do it on your own without a support network around you is when you fall over. And so having other people to help you is just great.
Mm. I think that's such a good point. Like surrounding yourself with the right environment. And I think when people hear that advice, sometimes they're like, yeah, but my partner's not into nutrition, or like my family aren't into this. And you're right, like there are certain aspects of your life that you can't change, nor would you want to, but then you can curate like your own environment of people who are supporting those behaviors. And like you can share that you got your first two push-ups, even though no one else in your life really cares about that.
So true.
we care. I first of all, can I just ask you really quickly before we move on to Sam, how was dinner with Sarah Lynn?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was so cool to meet her. And it's obviously straight away, like meeting someone, you're like, are they gonna look the same? It's like weird internet dating. But she does look the same, it's fine. And hopefully she'll say that I look the same as well.
Sarah Lynn was catfishing the EC method. How can you imagine if anyone was doing that? Would be like, babe, it's pointless, nobody cares.
Each other, like so pointless. But yeah, no, it was great. It was nice just to meet someone, talk about stuff, you know, go and have dinner with someone where you can like pick a smart choice and no one's going to judge you, and all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, it was just nice. And you know, I may have spent some time yesterday trying to figure out my logistics to try and jump on a plane to come over for the meetup, which is the most insane thing ever. I know people are going to tell me I'm crazy because it's going to cost a fortune, but I found a way that kind of makes it affordable and sort of fits in with my work travel. So maybe
Well, I mean, the thing about this one is it's not ticketed. It's very much like a free event. And you know what? We'll all pull together and pay for your lunch if you actually fly over. You're the only one who won't have to pay for their lunch.
That's so sweet. I've got a work conference. So this is what I was trying to... So I think I'm flying from Vegas into London, which is the most jet set thing ever.
I love that. The plane on the way back from Vegas is the same as the plane on the way back from Ibiza, especially when it's like early morning and you're like, nobody on this plane's been to bed.
It's 9 p.m. so I think everyone's gonna pull party and then get on the 9 p.m.
Oh my god, at the MGM Grand. I'm very jealous of your lifestyle, Samantha. I have to say I would very much enjoy it. Well, really, really impressed by you. You've been with us for a hot minute and you are doing so incredibly well. I don't just mean in terms of body transformation, but I mean in terms of really, like, I guess reflecting and looking on your needs as a client and as a human being living, like you say, this thing called life that's happening, whether you like it or not, and your goals, where you want to get to, how you want to become the best version of yourself. And we love you and we're so impressed by you. So thank you so much for doing this today, Samantha. Thank you.
I just want to say, like, when I joined, I really didn't think I had such a huge fat loss goal, and so, like, totally different, obviously, from Sam. And I thought I might be able to lose 10 kilos and kind of get down, and I thought I was going to be the biggest person to join the group and no one was going to be kind of looking to have such a journey as me. And I never thought I'd be able to get to a healthy BMI, and like, I'm not there yet, but I now believe I can. And like, the mindset change from the coaching to like give me the confidence that I can do that, because I've always been bigger. I'm tall, so I was like the tallest person in my year when I started senior school. So I was always big. I was never fat, but I was big. So I kind of just presumed I should be bigger than everyone, and that kind of kept going. And now I'm like, no, that doesn't have to be the case. And so you guys just helping with mindset, and Emma's analogies that come out all the time, I love. Like, I'm not going to throw my jumper in spaghetti bolognese just because I've got a little bit on it. Like, and so, like, having that confidence and that, like, ability to think, yeah, I can go and do this. Why should I not be able to do this? Is, the for me, like, the major difference to anything that I've tried before.
Love that. Amazing. And also, thank you for all that you give in the group as well. I think there's some people that give so much back as well. And, like, you know, it takes both sides, right? Like, when you posted in the group and so many people supported you, it's like, then you give back as well. And when you see someone else that needs a bit of a hand, like, you're always happy to help them. So that's what makes the group amazing.
Yeah, here. I completely agree with that. You give so much, Samantha. We love you. Okay, Sam, we'll end on you. So, what would you say to people who want to join the EC method, but they're on the fence about joining? Why do you think people should give it a go?
I would say that it's, like you say, Samantha and I have completely different journeys. We have completely different goals. But it is, and people say there's no one size fits all. Well, actually, the EC method does. I came thinking, I want to get smaller. I want to get leaner. I want to work harder. And actually what I learned was, I need an extra rest day. I need to bring my steps down. I need to just take a step back from always wanting to be smaller. Because I do think as women, we're told that smaller is better all the time. Mm-hmm. And actually that's not the case, but it's not just for people with a fat loss goal. It is for if you wanted to increase your muscle mass, if you want to get bigger, if you need to put on some weight, if you, all those things, if you're at maintenance. And I initially, when I was at maintenance, sort of put my hand up in the group, was like, anybody out there at maintenance? And there's tons of people. There's people with all sorts of different goals.
Yeah.
And it actually doesn't really matter what your goal is, because it does come down to health. It comes down to eating a sensible amount, eating good food, getting out there and walking all the, you know, walking when you can, lifting some weights, being sensible if you're injured. It doesn't matter what your goal is. So if anyone is on the fence about, well, I don't know what my goal is, or it's fat loss, or it's putting up, whatever it is, there is a space for you in the EC method, and you will absolutely gain so much from it.
Yeah. I love that. It made me think of Mystique from the X-Men's costume, how we're shapeshifters, Emma. We're health and fitness, fat loss, hypertrophy, shapeshifters. Anyway, sorry, that's just where my brain went. Guys, honestly, I know that we all have lives and we're all busy, and we really appreciate you taking time in mid-afternoon on a weekday to talk to us. And we adore you both. And, you know, we, Sam as well, for you, like having worked with you one-to-one, you're such a fantastic client to have. And I think you really fly the flag for people who have always been like very, very high achieving and are very, very hard on themselves. And I think you fly the flag for taking care of yourself in a different kind of way. And I'm really, really proud and impressed by you. I thought, I'm not going to lie, when we first started our one-to-one, I was like, oh, she's going to be a big project for me. But I really need to try and get through to this girl. Mate, you did what I said, and man alive, have you reaped the benefits from it, in my opinion, although obviously I'm not you, but you've been a real pleasure to coach, and we love having you on the EC Method, and thank you so much for everything you've said today.
Thank you.
It's been an incredible podcast. Thank you both for your time. And do we have anything else to... Oh, yeah. If you want to sign up to the EC Method, head over to theecmethod.co.uk. Also, Kimberly just sent me something, and it was Gemma sending screenshots, right, of people messaging her being like, hey, I'm thinking of signing up to the EC Method. I see that you're part of it. Can I just ask you, like, what's going on and, like, what it's like? And I think that just shows, like, the need for kind of podcasts like this where you actually get to hear it, as Chloe says, from the horse's mouth, but from people who aren't just us being like, yeah, it's great, but, like, people who not only have been here but stay here. Right, I think that's like the biggest compliment is like, not only did I come and try it, like I wanted to stay because it was so good. And so, yeah, thank you guys for your time.
I agree. Yeah, thank you guys. And yeah, head over to theecmethod.co.uk if you're interested in signing up. Shoot Emma and I a message, or you can shoot at @theecmethod, hard to remember, on Instagram a message, and we will get back to you. We would love to have you. And we start the next round on Tuesday, May 2nd.
Amazing.